name is Andy, and he'll be explaining this to you really quick. Thank you for your time.
Good.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Travis?
Yep.
Hey, Travis. My name is Andy. I'm one of the specialists. I handle the pricing for your area. How's your day going so far?
It's getting there. I'll be honest, I'm not super excited. I've had so many telemarketers call me and just produce nothing. Very reluctant to spend any money. I mean, if results is what I need, and if it's going to take 4 months to get results, that doesn't work. You know, as I explained to her, we were doing the Facebook ads. I've got another guy that's supposed to be getting me up in the Google rankings that, you know, he's charging us $180 a month. And he's supposed to guide us on getting the geolocating corrected. So just real quick, in case you didn't get it from her, we had an advertising company that helped us put out Facebook ads. They were doing great. And we're paying between $20 and $30 a lead. And, you know, I'm closing between 60 and 80% on any given week. Our schedule's been full. Two and a half weeks out, we're booked. It's great. They stopped doing anything that they said they were going to do, so I bucked giving them the percentage that we had agreed to because they weren't doing what they said they were going to do. So they walked. My assistant went in and figured out how to get the ads back up and running. We started getting leads again. As soon as we tried to adjust anything on the ad, it shut down on us. So they had encoded it to shut off, basically saying if we were not authorized, the pixel something didn't match the ID number. You know, language I don't understand. But basically, I figured out that what just happened was they had set a booby trap where we couldn't take that ad and tweak it, you know, obviously without them. So... So right now our ads are slowing down. I've got this other guy that I worked with at the end of last year. I paid him $225. He did help us get our website right and some other things, and he brought a marketing manager on the phone, just like she just brought you on the phone, and so on and so forth. Fast forward. We haven't moved up in the Google rankings. When you Google Ramos Trees, you don't even see it. It doesn't even come up, no matter how far down you search. But the Facebook ads has been our bread and butter for the last 2 months. Like, you know, bringing us in good money. I don't own the tree service company, but I own the Ramos Trees website and Facebook page. And the advertising end. So I'm a independent contractor working right with my best friend, and I get a percentage of each job. You know, that matters in so much as, you know, I'm not the owner that can sustain high costs when I'm getting only a percentage of the job. You know, with that said, we have worked out a percentage for me for advertising costs. So I am able to sustain some, but if I don't see results, then I'm dead in the water. You're dead in the water.
I understand. No, I get you completely. And yeah, there's a lot of companies out there that claim to do this. I mean, there's people in India, you know, there's guys in China. There's even people in the States that are kind of smaller firms. With our company, we've been in business for 20 years. Our service, we're a premier Google channel partner. That's been handpicked.
What's the name of your business?
Assistance. Company name is Local Splash. Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay.
So success on the internet is really about working with the right company. With our campaign, not only do we help you with the optimizing and creating that listing and making sure it's live and active, we'll provide you with a dashboard that gives you insight on the clicks, the conversion, the listing being live, and the reviews you're generating. So you have a whole back office tool to kind of monitor everything we're doing for you. But we also manage, maintain, and run the Facebook advertising with our package. We cover directory submissions included with the marketing. as well as Alexa, Smart Car, Voice Command, Search. So it's a full A to Z marketing campaign you're getting with us month to month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
all right, so
one thing,
do you guys make the ads or do we make the ads?
It'll be a team effort. Yeah, you'll have a team of technicians and a technician assigned. Really nice. They'll ask you, you know, what you want, how you want it to be ran. We'll look at analytics and do the back-end legwork as far as seeing what's converting with the keywords. So you always get the best ad and also the keyword search terms that people are typing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so she was talking about Google search and having us listed number one on Google search. Is that related to this or is that something separate?
That's something that's included. Yeah, you get the Google listing. You'll be search engine optimized with keywords and search terms. Since you're we're a premier Google channel partner, you're also going to get verification that your listing is live and active. But one thing I'm going to send to you now is just a link to our own Google reviews and our own testimonials we have on our Google page. But it's a bundle program where it covers Google First Page, it covers Facebook ads, and then directory submissions, all bundled at one flat rate month to month. Mm-hmm. And let me know if you hear a quick link come in on your phone. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see it. I'm just driving.
Yeah, take your time. No worries. Yeah, and you can see, you know, we have over 1,000 five-star Google reviews, and we have a 4.2 out of 5-star rating. So, yeah, no one's going to get your results better and faster than we will. We're actually going to apply an override credit with your pricing also, so we'll save you some money. It is a position in campaign that just became available within our company, so we are filling it today. Once we work with you, we close it out, and as premier channel partners, we can't work with anyone else that does what you do. Mm-hmm. So that's how we maximize the results. But yeah, I'm sure you see a value
in being. Cost?
Sure. Yeah, let's get you the bottom line price. I actually sent over another message there with our link to our pricing page.
Yeah, I saw it come up.
Nice. Yeah, if you click on that, it's a 3-second link, so it shows up really fast on the phone. But you can see there's four different packages that we offer. There's a Pro, a Platinum, Premier Platinum, and Ideal package. You can also see our Google Premier Partnership badge. And the Platinum package, normally it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. We're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $349 month to month.
Mm-hmm. All right, like I said, I'm driving.
Boys, take your time.
What kind of guarantees do you guys have?
Yeah, no, with our campaigns and our listings, my clients see a 12-to-1 return on investment just because of everything we include. With our marketing experts or 20 years of expertise, it's the closest that you'll get to a guarantee when it comes down to winning results. And, I mean, just with looking at analytics and kind of seeing, you know, the search terms and the people in your area, with just looking at a 35-40 mile radius, in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 Google searches performed for your service.
Yeah, I know.
So that's really good. And, you know, I'm not saying you're going to get 1,812 jobs, but it really allows you to cherry-pick the jobs and the areas and the higher-end keywords that you want to target. But I'm sure you want to capitalize on that book of business right in your backyard searching every day, right?
I mean, of course.
Oh, yeah. And also covers the Facebook advertising. We'll lock in directory websites like Bing Maps, Apple Maps for the iPhones, Yahoo, also Alexa, Smart Car Voice Command, and also Google Home Voice Command searches are also integrated.
Say that part again.
Yeah, so you're also getting the mobile platforms. So you know how people search on like Alexa, they have smart cars, also Google CarPlay, right? We can kind of search and drive. So a lot of people don't know this, but that's a different search result than searching on a desktop or a laptop. That's considered a mobile search. So you'll have that platform included, which is a huge, huge book of business with all the higher end searches going on. But we're literally going to cover you on all bases month to month.
Yeah. All right. So for $350, you'll manage the ads and the Google search and the mobile search.
That's correct.
I pay for the ads. The ads send, I assume?
No, that's included. It's bundled in with the programming. Of course, you could always add more into the ad spend when it comes down to the social media ads. But as Meta partners and Google partners, we get a reduced rate on the click, and you're always locked in at that rate monthly with the advertising.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now I'm spending a certain amount of money a day, and you know I spend $25 a day on this ad or $33 a day on that ad, and you know whatever results come in, come in. So how does that work through you guys?
Yeah, you wouldn't get charged like a daily rate or a click rate. It's bundled in and included with the marketing. So they're actually billing us, not you, when they click on that ad. And the thing we'll help with is the conversion you're getting. You know, we understand Google Trends, Google Analytics, Google Listings, keywords. They change almost every day. So you'll have a management team and a technician looking at the changes, making the adjustments, making sure you get the best results with the keywords in advertising, and you'll see a much better conversion when it comes down to clicking and them calling you directly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if I'm not getting enough leads?
Good question. It's fully countable at any time as far as our service. A lot of the times what people have a problem with is actually accepting more jobs and getting more jobs. So we do offer a seasonal pause or hold when it comes down to the advertising, and we wouldn't bill you for that month if you ever put it on hold. But even if you're just looking at percentages, right, and with the amount of searches performed, with 1,812 searches, if you just...
Yeah, the whole if you get one call from every door hanger spiel is... I get it, but... We don't need to go over that. And you know, being able to pause it if I'm swamped is great, but my concern is what if $350 a month is netting me 4 phone calls? How do I rectify that?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, it's not really... not meant to get you results. It's everything we're doing is meant to get you and drive traffic. I mean, like I said, it's countable at any time, so you can discontinue the service. But the longer time that you're up there, the more ads you're running with us maintaining and managing it, you'll see better and better results with each and every day and week that you're with us. But even if you're just capitalizing on 1% of the searches, I mean, with the 1,812 searches, that's 18. And if you have 18 people calling in 1 month and you're doing 17, 15 jobs or closing out on, you know, a couple handful of them, I mean, it'll offset and everything else is a beautiful return after about 2 to 3, right?
Yeah, the hesitancy I have right now is, you know, this is kind of the same spiel the other guy gave me and, you know, said, you know, the longer you go, the better it gets and it didn't get any better, and we walked, and he came back 3 months later and said he'd still been working on it some, but he needed, you know, my permission to continue, and, you know, so then he reduced his rate from about $300 down to $180 just to show me that this is going to work, and I've literally got a Zoom meeting with him tonight.
Right.
He's assuring us that he can figure out why the geolocating on the Facebook ad isn't working. And you know, so it's kind of like, do I want to switch horses in mid-race?
I get you. I get you 100%. That's the thing. With people that are just independent contractors or people that claim to do this, it typically takes them about 90 days to get anything fixed, verified, or live. So the benefit with working with us is we get it done a lot faster because we have in-house technicians that will make sure that that's fixed, live, and then search engine optimized, as well as a Facebook ad campaign that you could track and monitor as far as the clicks and impressions and when it's live and active. So a lot
yeah,
of the times...
Yeah, we're able to see all that right now.
Nice, yeah. And a lot of the times, Travis, I have to be 100% honest, if you let somebody else manage or kind of maintain your listings, it'll have, they'll do the same thing that other company did with kind of taking the ownership and management and kind of holding it hostage. But if they're not doing the proper maintenance or updating, and it sounds like he isn't because it seems like he's taking a couple of days or a couple of weeks to get it live for you. If they're not doing it correctly, Google could actually blacklist
you. Yeah, well,
that's
been our scheduling issues.
Oh, okay.
You know, we've just been swamped.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, if he's not doing the maintenance, or you know, they could actually blacklist you from ever having anything on their site as far as a listing. But one thing I could do for you, and I don't mind kind of sticking my neck out and seeing if I could apply a credit here. We do have friends and family rates that they let me use once every 6 months, and they pretty much take it away from me every year because I don't have friends or family that own a business. But what I'm thinking is, just applying that override credit to kind of get you that pricing. That way you could see the results, see the programming, and how it could benefit you as far as long-term. But if I could kind of work this approval, it'll still waive the $299 setup fee, but bring your rate from $349 to just $249 month to month. And
okay.
No contract. But, I mean, if I could kind of get that in line, lock it in, same platinum package, I mean, I'm sure it's fair enough to give us a shot so we could show you how good the programming works, right?
1 second.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to respond to
that
message.
Yeah,
say that last part again.
Yeah, no, and that, I don't mind applying that. I mean, I have a friends and family price. I mean, they let me use it once, you know, every 6 months. And, I mean, if I could work that approval, it'll just waive the setup fee of $299 still. But your rate of $349 is just $249 month to month with our platinum package. And it's... Yeah, grandfathered in, it's locked in, so it's not a promo rate for a year. It's always that same rate as long as you're with us. But, I mean, if I could apply that, lock it in for you, I mean, I'm sure it's fair to give us a try so we can show you how good it works, right?
Yep. And it doesn't reduce, that's not reducing the package to, the mobile didn't come with this one. That was the $349 one.
Oh, no, yeah, same program, same platinum package you're getting. You also get that in writing with your terms and conditions. I'm actually going to stay on the line. It outlines that you're getting that programming with everything still included with the package at $249. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't have the money to do this till tomorrow night after I get paid.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Let me see. I know we have, we might be able to kind of lock it in with the post date where we kind of secure everything, close it out with that pricing. And we could definitely post date the payment for tomorrow if that kind of makes it easier for you. That way you don't miss out on the opportunity to fill the spot. And
what was the name of our company again?
Local Splash. Yes, sir. That's the name of our company. Yep. One thing I also want to show you, I don't know if you have the price page open that I sent to you initially, but right above the pricing packages, you'll see our Google Premier Partnership badge. And I can kind of send that to you right now.
You guys are out of California?
That's correct. Yes, sir. Fountain Valley, California. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you see a 4.2 out of 5-star Google rating, over 1,000 5-star reviews. So you're in really good hands when it comes down to marketing and advertising with us.
Local SEO, local services ads, custom websites, Facebook ads, Google ads.
Yep, we're full A to Z marketing firm here. Mm-hmm.
You what?
I said, yeah, we're a full A to Z marketing firm, so we offer everything when it comes down to creating a digital presence. Mm-hmm.
Just a minute. I'm seeing it's mixed reviews, with some praising the responsiveness and customer service while others express concerns about their services and business practices. Positive aspects, customer service, professionalism, clear communication, input and site building, positive business. Negatives, low quality services. Some users express dissatisfaction with the quality of services, stating that the results are not as expected. Account issues. Viewers report that their accounts, including concerns about being held hostage and difficulty accessing the websites after cancellation. That doesn't sound pleasant. Outsourcing and data privacy. Express concerns about their information being outsourced to other companies. Do you guys outsource our information?
No, not at all. No, not at all. And a lot of the times I got to mention with the reviews and people writing negative things about us, it's mainly just people making us look bad or competitors usually writing them. If you look at our actual Google reviews, you can see we respond back to every single review, whether it's good or bad. But we always try to resolve, you know, whatever negative or bad review there is. And if we can't find their information or we don't have their name or number in our database, it's almost like they're not even an existing client or have never been a client of ours. So they just kind of make us look bad with the reviews. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So. But
the Better Business Bureau gave 2 stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, same issues. People usually just write negative things. A lot of our competitors are on the Better Business Bureau. But if you see there, every single review has a response back. So we try to figure out the situation. You can see everything is not just like a generic response. Everything is fully explained case by case. So, yeah, a lot of the times it's just people just trying to put negative reviews out there. But there's no doubt.
This approval?
I'm sorry?
What is this approval that this woman, Colleen, said they didn't inform you how difficult it would be to get asterisk approval. I called numerous times to cancel the service only to have them refuse, promise to help. I was never able to get blank, blank, blank approval. And Local Splash never helped me resolve this. What is the approval that I have to get?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I'm not, because it's blanked out. So I mean, I don't know exactly what she's talking about, but mainly it's probably getting verified and getting it live and active. Google does require licensing, insurance, you know, just to kind of have that listing live there. It's one of the requirements. So what I'm thinking is she probably didn't have the licensing and insurance, so we couldn't get her verified and live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ramos Lawn and Tree is mm-hmm. licensed and insured. I created Ramos Trees. I created Ramos Trees to generate leads for Ramos Lawn and Tree Service. I'm not licensed and insured. The company is. The sales agreement, the estimates, everything comes from Ramos Lawn and Tree. you know, sure. They are doing the work. I'm generating leads and closing the deal, and Ramos Lawn and Tree is who I'm closing the deal on behalf of. But I ran into difficulty getting the A2P certified. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so gotcha. I ran into difficulty with that because Ramos Trees is not what the business state. So how would that affect me here?
Good question. And I take it because you said you work under the different licensing. Are you under that licensing as far as your name with the Lawn and Tree, the Ramos Lawn and Tree, the one that has the licensing?
Yeah, I work under them. But I'm not like, we are not technically legally connected, right? I simply created a Facebook page so that I could generate leads that I funnel to Ramos Lawn and Tree.
I understand.
Yeah, so I could see that being a problem here.
Good question. Yeah, I mean, usually, I mean, if you're under somebody else's licensing, I mean, we would kind of have to have them send over that licensing that you're under. So we could get you live and verified. So you mentioned that that's like your best friend and you guys are kind of like co-owners, right? But you made it like a sister company, which is Ramos Tree, to generate jobs.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah. It was basically just a Facebook page in order to separate my leads from his leads, you know, because
I get you.
I get a percentage of mine, and I get a smaller percentage of his. I go out and close both of our leads. But we had to have a way to differentiate which leads coming in are mine and which leads coming in are his.
Got it. So you made that separate Facebook to see the traffic. Okay, I understand now. No, that's totally fine. We definitely could just kind of get the licensing from that sister company, which is the Lawn and Tree Service, and then use that to kind of verify your name, and we'll advertise whatever name that you'd like. You could just have it how you have it now with the Ramo Tree Service, and you don't have to kind of have that name with the Lawn and Tree. You could advertise it however you want, but we'll just use the licensing from that bigger sister company that you're under. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, I would just proceed as if I was Ramo's Lawn and Tree with his full consent. I mean, he'll give me the EIN number. He trusts me with his law. My brother.
Nice.
Not blood.
Exactly.
He wants us both to eat, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I will have to... you know, I dealt with another company that after, and that's why I was adamant about sitting down when I got looking at reviews and doing research, because this other company after I, well, that wasn't for this, that was for an attorney, and there was this place that
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're cutting out really bad there. Can you hear me?
Huh?
Yeah. You're cutting out pretty bad. Can you just say that for me one more time? Yeah, it just went really bad on the reception.
I was walking the dog. I backed up a little. Is that better?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're nice and clear.
Okay. I mean, that was irrelevant, really. It was a bad experience outside of this. It was something personal, helping a friend, and didn't didn't go looking and doing any research until after the fact. And after the fact, I see that it's right there written in black and white, all these bad reviews. And it's like, damn, I should have seen that coming.
I get you. I get your concern. And like I said, that's about the small percentage of negative reviews. With over 1,000, you have to understand, if everything was five star, I mean, that would be a red flag across the board. But through the 20 years of expertise, it happens where people, you know, don't like our company or competitors and just try to write reviews. So it's less than 2% as far as our negative reviews that we have. The rest are all 5-4 star reviews, just showing you the service. Sorry, you're cutting out again. I'm so sorry. Say it for me again.
Clear?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, it just sounds really bad as far as, it sounds like you're like a robot.
You're cutting out too.
Oh, wow. Can you hear me now? Hello? Nice. I can hear you a little bit there, but.
Yep.
I mean, I highly recommend locking in the listing. Beautiful thing about our campaign and what we do, with having that listing search engine optimized.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yes.
Take this call.
Yes, I can hold.
Yes, sir.
I'm here, Travis. It's me still. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yep. All right, is that better?
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot better. Yeah, thank you for that.
Right.
And, that's kind of the thing I was kind of mentioning. With the years of expertise, I mean, 1,000 reviews, I mean, there's a small percentage of them that are actually negative. Beautiful thing about what we do, Travis, with our listings, our campaigns, you're still the owner of that Google listing. Reviews, the photos, and content. So it doesn't matter if you do this for 2 months or 2 years, you'll still leave with that Google page, that listing, the reviews, the photos, and star ratings we helped you generate. So you have a much stronger presence, and you have that digital business card with you for the long term. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you use our existing sites?
Say for me again, I'm sorry.
Are you able to use our existing site?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to advertise your website, link it to the platforms on Facebook, Google First Page, the directory websites, and also the Alexa and Smart Car searches. So your site would get first page promotion with the advertising we're doing. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to have to talk to the owner to make sure that we can use all of his stuff and get it collected so I can give it all to you at once. So what's the process look like after that? Once we make a payment, what's the process look like?
Yeah. Next thing we'll do is we'll conduct a client interview with you, just kind of gathering the keywords, the search terms, going over the Facebook ads, just to make sure we cross the T's and represent you properly across the Internet. Mm-hmm.
And then?
Yep. Yeah, and then it's onboarding, so you'll have phone calls with the technicians throughout the week as far as getting anything we need from you as far as photos, the licensing number, everything as far as the insurance, and then your campaign would be live and active typically around 7 to 14 days to get it all activated. So pretty fast. Of course, to get maximum results, we quote 20 to 45 days to see the max results. But, I mean, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, so I've seen campaigns up and running within a few days. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the Facebook ads, you say that you guys cover that. Am I able to increase the budget spend to spend more money on those campaigns if I need more leads?
Of course you can. Absolutely you can. Yeah, that's always an option people like using as far, you know, adjusting the budget, adding more money. 100%. Yep. You could always do
that. Okay, so what dollar volume goes to the leads, goes to the ads through this package?
Yeah, exactly. So out of $249, we're investing $99 directly into the Facebook ads. But like I mentioned, we get a reduced rate on the click, and then you have technicians managing and maintaining. But that's, yeah, more than enough to kind of show you what we could do as far as the results with the advertising. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea, like in comparison, so right now I'm spending $25 a day on two different ads. So I'm spending $350 a week, $1,400. So you can understand my apprehension to your saying that that's included, right? Because,
I get you.
If I got the same results for $349 that I'm getting for $1,400, it'd be a no-brainer, but that doesn't seem realistic in my mind, so I'm just trying to realistically wrap my mind around what additional spend I should budget in. I mean, clearly right now I'm budgeting in between $350 and $500 a week.
I understand. Yeah, you'll see a huge increase in the conversion you're getting with us. Not saying that you don't know how to write ads or anything like that, but we're the specialist behind.
Don't.
You know, we're the specialist. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to help you with. And, with our campaigns, if, you know, you look at your analytical dashboard, you say, hey, the clicks are converting, I'm getting this much. And a lot of people do this, is they'll kind of call back, they'll say, hey, I'm doing great, I just made my money back. Here's another $200 to feed into those ads. So that's something that's always an option. But just so we could prove to you the results, we usually just lock it in at that rate. There's no hidden click fee or added charge for the clicks. So it's always that $249 pricing. And then you do get that also outlined in your terms. There's no hidden fees or click fees with our advertising campaigns. Mm-hmm.
And I can cancel any time.
That is 100% correct. Fully countable at any time.
All right, you work tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely, Monday through Friday. Let me kind of put it on a hold for you, just because I know you need to kind of run it by the business partner there. And, I could dial back here tomorrow morning if that works for you as far as touching base with you.
Yeah, I'm probably going to need you to talk to her as well.
Sure. Did you want to add her onto the line now? We can kind of discuss this all together.
1 second.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, she should be on lunch.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely do a three-way call. Not a problem. I could kind of go over kind of her questions or anything about the advertising.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, of course.
All right, you're both here now.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you doing? My name is Andy. I'm with the local Splash. I'm one of the marketing directors here. How are you? How's your day going so far?
I don't have a whole lot of time. I have a meeting in 10 minutes. So, so the last marketing company that we had, I don't know what they did to our ads, but somehow they have attached some sort of pixel to
it. I told them.
We don't have access to, and then... Now somehow the ads aren't running, right? Oh. So, like, as soon as I figure out how to do this myself, I'm not going to need help. But right now I'm trying to target the ads, and I've watched a million Facebook videos, and it doesn't matter what I do, it's not working.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So
yeah,
he's
Trevor's
saying
kind
that
of
the ads that they – yeah, go ahead.
No, yes, sir. Yeah, no, just kind of touching on that. So what we'll do is create that listing. We'll look into it, figure out what we need to do to fix the listing and kind of regain the ownership to you guys. And then we'll start with the analytical work as far as the keywords, how people are searching. But main thing is we're going to address that Google first page and getting that live and search engine optimized. And then also going into the Facebook, figuring out what they need as far as getting ownership back to you. So we could start working on the advertising with that social media platform.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So what it tells me to do is recreate the ad without copying it, right? And I did try to do that, but then I copied the way that they had it, and that didn't work. So I did what the internet told me. That I just need you to get those ads running, right?
Yeah, 100%. That's what we'll
like
do.
That's
for
worth $250 is just to get those two ads that are on there running.
Yeah,
but they
can also create better ads.
Yeah, well, and the problem is, like, the ones that are on there are, like, when you click the lead, it's a ringing. There's a phone number attached to it, which I'm having trouble getting ours. So they
include
this phone number through our CRM. And then, so now we have the same CRM we're using high level, but I can't get the phone number thing running either. But the phone number thing that they had going was going to Fish's phone instead of Travis's phone, and that creates a problem.
Okay.
I need all of that to run into the pipeline through the CRM without any problems.
Sure. No, 100%. We'll have a team of technicians and a certified technician. assign to your listing. And a lot of the stuff is time consuming. I mean, you have to sit there and kind of look at videos, look at Google searches as far as how to do it. So with us, yeah, we'll go into it. We'll kind of walk through the steps on what we need to do so we get that fixed live, and also adjust the numbers so everything goes correctly and how you want it advertised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the ads were running perfectly. We were getting 2 or 3 leads a day, right? So I need those results within a few days. He needs to be getting those leads back, right? And we'll give you the $250 for the first month, but if we're not getting those results within the first couple of days, like that's a problem. Like I need those ads to be running.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what we'll address first. Of course, it's imperative that we kind of work as a team. So we'll have a client interview with technicians. They'll walk you through the steps as far as regaining that ownership. And 100%, yeah, as soon as that's live and active, you'll start gaining traction.
Yeah, there's just a problem with those two ads. Like, I don't have problems running other ads, right? But those two, it says something about we don't have access to the pixel, but they're going to the wrong place anyway. I just need the same results, right, with an ad that's doing the things that I wanted to do.
Sure, 100%. We'll fix that for you. Pricing is a friends and family rate, so it's always that $249 rate. First Google.
Yeah,
that's.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's included the Google page with the search engine optimizing. We also cover Alexa, Smart Car Voice Command, and Google Home Voice Command searches. So a lot of the higher end areas are also bundled with our marketing. So we're literally going to cover you on all bases. But first things first is kind of fixing that Facebook ad and then also fixing the Google page so you guys get that optimized also. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean.
Okay, and then he's also saying that they put $99, they get a discounted rate from Google because they're a partner. So they'll put that $99 towards the ad spend. He did say that we can spend additionally if we're not getting enough leads, which, I mean, I would fully expect to. You know, we're going from spending $1,400 a month to $100. I don't anticipate that getting us the same results, and I wouldn't be upset if it didn't. But you know, if I bump it up to $200, $300, $400, and we're not getting anywhere near the same amount, then you'd be like, okay, well, why aren't we doing this? Honestly, even if on Facebook,
Facebook ads
for us too.
Yeah,
so they're going to optimize the website with the search, the SEO, so that we're higher in the rankings. They're going to implement the mobile Google, so that when people do, you know, hey Alexa, hey Siri, hey Google, then that stuff will also work. We are recording this conversation, just so that you know.
Sure, no problem. No problem at all.
And then they said that we do retain ownership of everything. There was one review that I saw that somebody said that they felt like they were held hostage because they were locked out. And, you know, on one platform, they've got a 4-point-something star rating. On the Better Business Bureau, they've only got 11 reviews, but it's like a 2-point-something.
This company?
Yes.
Has 2 stars on the Better Business Bureau?
With only 11 reviews, yeah.
What did the bad reviews say?
That's what I was just saying. One of them said that they felt like they were kept hostage and being locked out of whatever, and that's why I asked him. We retain full rights to everything. Like we're able to just end the contract and we can continue doing what we're doing. And the answer was what?
Yeah, 100%. You can. Yeah, you'll have the Google page, the reviews we help you generate, the ranking, the clicks, the photos will still leave with you guys, so you guys have a much stronger presence that you came in with. And like I was explaining to Travis, a lot of those reviews on the Better Business Bureau, they all have response back from our customer support. What we do is figure out what the problem is, fix it, get that review removed. But the thing is, if they're not in our database and we look up their name or their business and they're not in our system where we have a number to call to fix it, majority of those on the Better Business Bureau are clients that are just competitors or people just trying to make us look bad. So, like I was explaining to Travis, our Google reviews, we have over 1,000.
I would say that, too, if I was putting reviews. I mean, I would say that. Like, we are business, like, you know, I mean, we know how all that stuff works.
Yeah.
You know,
and
people go to the Better Business Bureau if they're, like, I mean, like, if you're pissed and you would go leave a review on the Better Business Bureau, if, like, if you're a competitor and you want to leave a bad review, you go leave that on Google, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I was explaining to him, with our Google reviews, we have over 1,000 five-star Google reviews and a 4.2 out of 5-star rating. So you guys are in great hands when it comes down to advertising with us. So it's really almost less.
I also
less
know that you can pay people to give you reviews, too. So, I mean, like, that's really sort of almost irrelevant. But if there is a problem, you know, and we're not happy with what you're doing, we're just, as long as there's no contract and you're not locking us out of anything that we own, that's fine. Because we've already been through this with, like, three other companies.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't mentioning it. No doubt. I know it's going to be a long-term marketing campaign with us. But 100%, you have regained ownership to your listing. You'll leave with that in a much stronger presence that you came in with. You do also get that in writing with the terms and conditions. So, absolutely, we're going to kind of send that to you also, just kind of an added protection for you as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, as long as it's in writing, that's fantastic. Okay, Daddy, I have a meeting. I have to go. But I love you, and I will see you in a little bit, okay?
All right. Can you sell me from the savings? Are we going to go ahead with this?
I don't know. Should we maybe check with a couple other companies first to make sure we can get a better deal?
To be honest, this guy's saying everything that I've wanted to get tied into one with the Google Voice, the mobile, and the Facebook ads tied in.
Okay. That's fine. If you're comfortable with it moving forward, and then, I mean, if we're not, we can always just look for someone else. $250?
$300.
Yeah, just $249.
Money for gas and shit.
Okay, so you have some cash. All right, I'll talk to you in a little bit, Daddy.
And I'll put that back tomorrow when I get paid.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yes, Travis, I'm here.
You
can you hear
me?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'm here.
Sir.
Yeah, absolutely, but you're going to love it, no question. Yeah, it's totally fine. It's a performance-based service, so we have to earn your business with the results monthly. And, to get it started, I'm just going to create the profile, verify the information, what I have on file. You also get a welcome text, a welcome email. While we're on the line together, Travis, we'll open up the terms. You can see everything is in writing as far as what you're getting, the pricing. It's a grandfathered in friends and family rate for you. So, no doubt, it's a great investment for your advertising. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I may need to take this call in just a second, but if you can stay on hold again, you know, you got money coming, so it's worth it.
Yeah. You're fine. I'm here. I'm here. And let me know. Are they calling in right now or?
Not at the moment. I'll tell you, hold on when he does.
Sure.
I've got a customer that's complaining, even though we did exactly what we told her we were going to. So.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
I texted her a photo of exactly where we would make the cuts because she wanted, you know, less money, less money, less money. And it's like, okay, we can cut it there, there, and there. And I sent her a text with a photo that was edited with lines exactly where we would cut it. And then he did extra because we know that she ultimately wants this tree down but can't afford it. So we're trying to provide extra, but she's just trying to work him the same way she worked me.
Oh, all right, goodness. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're fine. I can
Thanks,
hold
you, sir.
You're good. Yeah, you got it.
Hello?
Yes, Travis, I'm here. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm here.
Awesome, excellent. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just gonna mention, usually with my phone system, after 60 minutes, it does time me out, so it might disconnect with you here in about 2 to 3 minutes, but if it does, I'm just gonna call you right back, okay? So just a heads up, kind of warn you, I didn't hang up on you or anything. And, to get it started, I'm just going to create the profile here, just verify the information, what I have on file. Like I mentioned, you get a welcome text, welcome email. And verifying the business name and how you want it to appear, I have Ramos Tree Service. Is that correct?
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to need your guidance and your team's guidance in all of this. I can make it say whatever we need to, but, you know, with complete transparency... Like, the Ramos Tree Service is my lead generation platform. Ramos Lawn and Tree is the legal name of the company. So whatever has to say Ramos Lawn and Tree, I need it to say Ramos Lawn and Tree. Whatever doesn't have to say Ramos Lawn and Tree, because what I want is, you know, you're going to be doing this advertising. If you're advertising Ramos Lawn and Tree, and then they Google Ramos Lawn and Tree, they're going to come to his website. I'm not going to get credit for that lead.
I get you. Yeah. What we could do initially, just to get you the verification, the licensing, is just use Ramos Lawn and Tree to create the profile. And once you're live and active, we'll just change it to Ramos Tree. So it's how you want it to be advertising and with your link. Obviously, we're not going to link his site. It'll be your website that we're advertising anyways. But just so there's no hiccups with the verification, we'll just use Ramos Lawn and Tree for now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what I recommend. Yeah. And, Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page. Would you want to use the 405-956-4783 as the primary line of contact for you?
956-4783, yes. You're okay,
awesome.
Hold on 1 second. I got the owner calling.
Yeah, don't worry. I might disconnect. I'm sorry. I might disconnect, but I'll call you right back.
Okay. And when you disconnect, I'll call him, and then I can merge you in.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. No worries. Let me kind of I'll go ahead and disconnect.
Let's do that now. Let's just
yeah.
All right.
I'll call you right back.
Thank you,
sir. You got it. Yep, bye.
Yep.